Hey, greetings, Brother Jim from don'tperish.com. John 424 Radio. Hey, we just got to our night camp spot. We are in Georgia right now, traveling across the state, preaching the gospel. I want to talk to you today about walking with God. Walking with God. What a wonderful topic, isn't it? Genesis 5:22. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. God took him up. Enoch walked with God. How about Noah? Genesis 6:9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. How amazing. These men obeyed, served God. The Bible says they walked with God. They did not have the indwelling Holy Spirit, and they did not have the finished, sealed, written word of God. That's pretty amazing. What does it mean to walk with God? Well, we could have a long, long, long teaching, but it really means to seek and honor all of God's ways every day above the world's and your own ways. Simple as that. Now, let's ponder some things. Walking with God, having faith in God, serving God, obeying God, knowing God, seeking God, all of those things, right? Those are all things you must do. How about some things you can't do and seek God? Ready? You can't walk with God as you live worldly. Nope. You can't walk with God in false man-made religious traditions. No, you can't. You can't walk with God and be in pride and vanity, all caught up in yourself. God hates that, right? You can't walk with God in compromise and be a man pleaser. Nope, we must please God first. You can't walk with God and be in your flesh. Romans 8, can't please God in the flesh. You can't walk with God as you keep willful sin. This is sin you choose, you keep doing it, you say, Jesus will forgive me anyway. Oh no, no, Hebrews 10:26 tells us you cannot live in willful sin. You cannot walk with God and not love other saints. If you have the love of God, you're going to love other saints. That's what the Bible teaches. You can't walk with God unless you know and live your role given to you. So men have a role, women have a role, children have a role. You got to know your role, otherwise you can't serve God. Things will be out of order. God is a God of order. You can't walk with God and not love Him and your neighbor. Right? The Bible says those are the two great commands. You can't walk with God and be a feminist, living outside your womanly order, or be a coward man, not leading, not doing what's right, not speaking up, not teaching the truth. You can't walk with God unless you overcome the world, right? This world is Satan. Satan is the god of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:4. You got to overcome the world. You know, we need to ponder in our lives what it means to walk with God. It's far more than just a belief and a head knowledge. It's even far more than faith. That faith leads us to action, does it not? We know others in the Bible did it too. Let's look at some others. How about Job 1:1? There was a man in the land of Uz. His name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Yeah, it looks like Job walked with God. Amen. How about John the Baptist's parents? Luke 1:6. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. I love that. How about our Lord and Savior, Jesus? Yeah. He kept all of the Father's word. 1 Peter 2, 22-24. Who did no sin, neither was he found guile in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not, and when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Our Lord and Savior was perfect for us, wasn't he? what must we be in return claiming to know him and serve him? You know, it got me pondering today, walking with God. It's such a simple concept, but it has so much to it that we have to spend a lifetime unpacking, seeking, striving for. Now, in the past, we may have failed God. Yep, before we knew Christ, wicked, fallen sinner I was. And we will falter again. But in Christ, if we confess our sins and forsake them, he'll cleanse us if we'll repent. So we still have that opportunity to continue walking with God. But we have to forsake all those ways that are against God in order to be walking with him. Isn't that true? So I would just ask you today, I've been pondering this myself as I'm out here preaching the gospel, traveling, doing ministry full time, walking with God. You know, we can lose sight. We can be trying to impress people. We can be trying to win people. We can be trying to disciple people. We can be married and trying to please our husband or our wife. We can be a saint caught up with other saints. We could be a saint caught up all by themselves. Oh, woe is me. We could be a group of people all striving together, loving on each other. And those are all, you know, those are good things to do or things that you're going to have to face. I understand that. But narrow it all down. What comes first? Walking with God. So ponder that, will you, today? Are you walking with God to the best of your ability? How are you doing at it? Where do you need help? Where do you need to repent? Where do you need to do better? Something to consider. Let us know how we can help you. We're all about helping people walk with God as we're striving to do that. I've just been pondering what it really means to walk with God on a daily basis. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. We love you all. Let me know I can help you in the faith. Go to the teaching blog at don'tperish.com. Sisters, blogs, articles, audios, videos, every day, trying to pour it out because we love God as we try to walk after following him. And we love our brothers and sisters, and we love our neighbor, reaching them with the gospel. However, wherever, whenever we can. All of it's a product of walking with God. I'm going to go ponder that. I want to be like Noah, Job, and Enoch. I want to be known for walking with God. How about you? Hey, I love you all. Till next time, let me know I can help you in your faith. Shoot me an email. May God be praised.